Welcome back to the Discovering Forestry podcast. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Corey. Alongside the star of the show, Mr. Arbor Joe Aitken, here for another compelling conversation about trees. Joe, things are shaping up. By the time this episode comes out, we'll be December, maybe mid-December, wrapping up the year. It flew by. How are things going for you, though? How did your year go?
Another year, another dollar. You just keep plugging along. I think after you do it for so long, you just kind of get, I don't want to say it's not a rut because I love what I do, but it's just, you know what's going to expect. One thing we weren't expecting is mid-February weather in November. We hit the teens already. So, and I know we talked about trees and acclimation and all that. So it's going to be interesting to see how trees in the Midwest react to that come springtime.
You know, that's a good thought. We should have an episode on that.
I think it would be great. But other than that, all's good. You know, like I said, we talked about our big, the big show we were just at. I'm still kind of recovering from it. I had a great discussion with one of our former guests, Jeremiah with Tree First today. We're still looking at, you know, trying to wrap some stuff up and some research this fall. And I learned something new today. That with sonic tomography, which we talked about on trees, you can't do it in the winter.
Huh.
That's what I said. Because I was asking him about it because I wanted to check a tree out. And he's like, well, they say you can't do it in the winter. And I'm like, what? What's that video guy? What? No way, guy. I'm like, get out. But I guess the interesting thing is that when the xylem and the vessels freeze, it doesn't send the signal as well as it does when everything's currently active.
Well, and that would kind of make sense, right? We talked, it was last year about this time, about what trees do as we head into fall and winter and what that looks like. So that kind of makes sense. But Joe, we should find somebody who has that piece of equipment and go play with it.
Oh, you know what? I already got it set up. So
okay.
Just to let our listeners know, you know, to speed things up, I want to use the Picus, the resistograph, and I have a shigometer. You know, I want to run all three of them on a tree at the exact same time just to kind of get the data and see what is, you know, we'll probably find a tree we can dissect and take down after to see different times of the year, which ones are more accurate. Be kind of interesting. I don't think everyone's ever done that side by side.
That's a good point. Now, I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners who helped make that shigometer possible for you. So shout out to Dave here in Colorado for doing that. I'm glad that you're going to put it to use before you put it into the museum, which is pretty cool.
Well, for our listeners, that, you know, some of this new emerging technology is predates back to Alex Shigo when he created an electronic meter to detect flow or lack of flow from one side to the other with electrical current. So understanding that help, because you got side flash and you got electrical, you know, lightning strikes on trees. So trees are a conductor, but by sending a current from one side to the other, determining that the length of time it takes to determine if there's vascular damage or not, or decay. So cool stuff going on. What's going on out there, Corey?
Well, coming back from TCI, I know we had one of our guests on the show, what was it, maybe a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. And he's up to some cool stuff. So I'm kind of curious to see where he and his team are going to take this conversation tonight, Joe. But how do you feel about just hopping into that, asking our friend who was on a long time ago if he wants to talk a little bit about his business?
Heck yeah. I'm going to jump in head first with him. He's a good dude. So let's do it.
All right. Well, a long time ago, we had a gentleman on our show whose name is Bob Longo. That's Joe laughing. Anyhow, Bob, welcome back to the show. How have you been? What are you up to now?
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on again. And, you know, it's been too long, but I'm glad to see you guys. I'm really glad to see you. Been working on some exciting stuff, you know, last few months, you know, new business, no longer with TCIA, you know, but we're working on some really new stuff that's really going to benefit a lot of business owners in the industry. A lot of individuals in the industry, you know, we're looking to really help folks in the trajectory of their career and their business. And, you know, I brought the, you know, parts of the team along with me tonight to help us go through some of that. We do have a few who couldn't make it to be on with us tonight, but, their presence will be missed. But, we'll give them a shout out for sure.
Well, I'll start off by saying that I did not know you left TCIA. And TCIA Expo was so big that I made it over to the TCIA booth like once. And one of our former guests, John Lewis, was in there, and he was so busy. I go in there, I ran into him, just shoved him around a little bit and walked out. But I had no idea. And then you were missed. But I say you're missed because you're such a good guy. I wouldn't have known if you were there. Actually, it was so busy. We were running around. Everybody's going crazy. I didn't even see the whole show. I honestly think the show's getting too big.
Well, honestly, you know, for the first time being on the opposite side, I can really say that I feel the same way this year. There just was not enough time.
You were there?
You know. Yeah. Yeah, I was there.
Get out.
Didn't say hi to us. Yes.
Hey, that's, you know, I will say I definitely probably walked by the booth twice and knew that it wasn't the time because, you know, you were there. You, at right. any given time, you had a half dozen people around you. And, you know, you are big targets. And honestly, the rest of the time just got away from me like it does everybody else.
So, Bob, why don't you inform the listeners? What were you doing at the show? What's the new deal, your new project?
Yeah, so what I'm working on, and I'm going to introduce my partners here in a minute, but I'm now part of an organization called Arbor BC, and what we're doing is really cool. We're looking to bring business solutions and training and as well as mentorship and some other services directly to business owners and professionals, leaders in the industry. There's, you know, many different ways that we can help people. And we are really just, we brought this group together. You know, there's five of us and everybody brings something so unique to the table that we've been able to develop, you know, essentially this package to present to the industry. And we're already getting great returns and great feedback on it. We've got some really exciting things in development.
Did you say Arbor BC?
Yep.
Like British Columbia, like BC. No, because I started laughing.
Don't tell me there's an Arbor British Columbia now.
I'm just laughing. I'm like, well, then you said business solutions. And I'm thinking that's BS. So,
hey, it's not BS. It's fact.
I'm just checking. I'm just like, all right, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's
what's BC stand for?
I agree. It's business company, Arbor Business Company.
All right. Believe me, I'm just joking around. I don't want to ever disrespectful for your endeavor.
Joe, we'll put a link in the show notes for you to check out after.
All right. Phew. Okay.
But thank you for doing your homework, Joe. Appreciate that.
I'm checking. It's my job.
All right. So the industry definitely needs somebody that, or a group of people that can bring together these talents, because most tree people that we work with don't have the business acumen, or at least didn't have the business acumen when they started. How are you helping people? What does that look like?
Well, I mean, honestly, I want to step back for a minute, sure. And I if you don't mind, because I'd like to introduce, you know, the team that I brought with me tonight. You know, because like I said, we all bring such unique factors to this team that we've built and this organization that we've built together. That I feel like it would be best to bring them in now.
Bring them in.
You know, first off, I got to go to our CEO, Suzanne Guzman, who is more than just a partner to all of us, but she's a mentor as well. And that's a benefit that she's turned around on the entire industry already. So, you know, Suzanne, you know, you step in here.
Hi guys. Hi, Corey. Nice to see you again, Bob. We see each other all the time. We talk all the time. Hi, Joe. We've met before.
This is our fifth call today, just by the way. Right.
I mean, that's what happens when you're running a small business that does a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I second Bob, and I got to go back to what Joe was saying. I mean, I think the most conversation Bob and I had at Expo was people didn't know that we were no longer with TCIA. So, it was like, wait, what? You're not, you know, people were asking me, so are you the girl, like, do you still do accreditations? Do you still, you know, I need a peer group. And it was kind of like, hey, we're doing our own thing. And I try to liken it that our company is able to do what we wanted to do and we're able to do at TCIA, but without all the sort of red tape, right, that an association brings. So when we know that there's an actual solution or a company that fits within your, you know, something you need, we can suggest that because we're not bound by rules of an association. So I think that as a group, as a collective, we bring so much of our knowledge and passion, and we just had this great idea to just sort of come together with all of our expertise, knowledge, passion, and charisma. And I mean, there's nobody on our team that somebody doesn't know within the industry.
That's awesome.
You know, I'll let Bob introduce our other partner who's on the phone with us, and then we can talk about the people who couldn't be here tonight.
Yeah, gladly. I just want to loop in Adrian Ashcraft at this moment. Adrian is an incredibly talented, just a great mind in the industry already. I met at a year ago, I think it was a year ago last week, because it was the week after Expo in Charlotte that we met in Georgia, and she blew me away. We had a chance to talk about, you know, I believe it was, we were talking about mental health initiatives in the industry, and we've come so far since then. So, you know, Adrian, take it away.
Bob, you're completely right. It was a presentation on mental health over at Georgia Arborist Association. You, Meg, and I, we all just jumped in and immediately meshed this presentation together, and it flowed really well. But you're right, it was about a week ago. Well, a week ago, last year.
I'm excited to have you all on today, because I'm thinking back to when I started. At 30 something years ago, I'm not sure if Arbor BC are arborists or not, but there's a ton of amazing arborists in this industry. And I think the number one killer or the hurdle to success is understanding how to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly what you're putting together is, I think, a bigger key element if you know how to run a saw or not. So
yeah, let me just jump in there and say, you know, BTW, I will be testing for my CA before spring.
Oh, congrats.
I have cracked the book, and I've been, you know, chasing some mentors for feedback and answers, and I'm working on it. Hopefully my timeline doesn't get pushed out at all. But we've got, you know, everybody has ties to the industry. Some of us have origins in the industry. You know, one of our other business partners, our executive vice president, Danae Jackson, has been in the industry for a long time. She's very well known. I believe you know her, Joe. Corey, I'm not sure if you do. But our, you know, and then our fifth partner is Meg Banowski, who I know has also been on the show. Yeah. And the exciting part for me is Meg and I go back 20 years this year to my very origins in this industry in high school. So the chance for us to bring this team together and to all work on advancing businesses and yeah, this has just been life-changing. It's been riveting. It's been an astounding experience so far. And this team has made every step of it better in some way.
I love it. I'm looking at your website, so I'm just doing some homework. Beautiful landing page so far.
Which
so
like I said,
I
business 101, have a good landing page.
So I had to it's so funny. I had to teach. We didn't have the funds. I mean, we just decided to do this without anything. And I had to teach myself in like 2 days how to build a website. And literally that website is a Google site. Absolutely everything is free. And in addition to that, going back to like, so we've sort of coined the phrase Arborpreneur. We've created a social media following on that. And we're creating the blog because arborists and arborist entrepreneurs, that putting those together, that's exactly our client. What I love to say about our team is we have an unwavering dedication to the growth and empowerment of all tree care businesses, regardless of their profitability. I want to reach out to those people that don't even know about TCIA, that don't, you know, there's tens of thousands of tree care companies that, or ISA. Because as we reach out to them and we educate them and we inform them, I think it's just about them knowing all these amazing resources that are out there. As we empower them, we are empowering and raising the industry as a whole. We're incorporating better safety standards. We're incorporating better business practices and ethics. And that's going to educate the public. That's going to just make the industry better as a whole. So we are going to be knocking on the doors and reaching out to those people that have never heard.
Figuratively.
Know this, yeah.
Figuratively. Knocking on doors.
You're going to have a I was going to say S-ton.
It's post-COVID. Nobody answers the door anymore.
But.
Well, I live in New England. I mean, I live in New Hampshire. I can throw a rock and hit three tree care companies that, you know, most people don't know about.
That's where I've just grown up in the industry, being surrounded by all tree care people and friends and family that own their own tree care companies. So I just have to go to a family event and I'm already surrounded by Arborpreneurs.
Arborpreneurs.
Knocking on doors, walking the back door. For
you
me.
Like it, Joe. I feel like you like it.
I love it.
It might grow on me.
Surrounded well, by all my Arborpreneurs.
You added us. I mean, you accepted our friend request, Joe. So thank you for following our Facebook account.
Oh, yeah. You guys are awesome. Well, again, it's hard to run a tree care business if you don't know how to run a company. So that's important. There's so many facets of it, you know, and Bob, you hit on a great point. And I brought this up. It's kind of why Corey and I's podcast, at TCI Expo was about, if you're not in plant healthcare, why not? Is that we did some, look at some analytics of, attendees at Expo, and it was huge. This is after North Carolina. And out of the whole big show, there was only like 12 vendors in the plant healthcare side. I was like, holy mackerel. So I did the math. Mm-hmm. It's 3.4% of Expo or the industry is even in tree preservation. So it's a business model that they don't even know how profitable it is if someone doesn't show them.
Well, let me run this past you too, Joe. How many folks in this industry, professionals, nonetheless, but how many folks in this industry started out as a landscaper or a landscape company and got into trees, found, you know, arguably easier money in some cases, you know, they got exposure to NAALP and, you know, landscape associations, but then, you know, we're still here in 2023 and we're meeting these individuals. They don't know about ISA. They've never been or employed a certified arborist. They're unfamiliar with the benefits of TCIA. They're unfamiliar with, you know, any of the events. They've never been to any of them, you know, and, you know, that's the change that we're trying to drive, and, you know, honestly capitalize on, as we, you know, turn around and empower these businesses to better themselves, to better the industry collectively.
I would bet you money that only 25% of the green industry know about ISA and TCIA.
Mm. Oh yeah.
I bet you.
I'm not just going to take that.
I will bet you that that number is even lower.
What?
Honestly, Corey, like, I think there's more than 20,000 official tree care companies in the United States. And I want to say I don't even know what like TCIA and ISA enrollees are, but I can tell you.
We're just thinking companies that are actually operational. I'm sure if you look right. at, you know, websites, so how many are in operation, but.
I live in a small town, 4,000 people. We had an event, the Touch a Truck event, okay? I don't know if you have them, but Touch a Truck. So all the big trucks, 5 tree care companies. The only one that newly existed was Bartlett came out because they were giving out some you know, seedlings for trees. But then the other 4 companies, they don't even...
I know who that was.
They don't even, like, know of, like, the TCI magazine. They don't know... Like all the, you know, they have a truck, they have, you know, a couple people that cut down trees and they may, you know, in the winter they subsidize with, you know, snow plowing and stuff. And to be honest, when we're talking about it, Bob, we just had this conversation. How many of these tree care companies don't even have a business plan? You know?
Yeah.
Or so, and that's what we do. So our if you go to our website, we have tons of free resources just to get them started. And you could literally go to our website and figure out how to run your business just off of our free resources.
You know, I would like to say in regards to your Touch a Truck event and mentioning Bartlett there, I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say that Bartlett probably had a guy named Jim Tatum there. And if Jim by chance is listening, big shout out to you. That is another Alvern High School Forestry alumni, UNH Forestry alumni from the Thompson School.
Oh, yeah.
Great mind in the industry right there. But Susie, you're absolutely right. And to caveat to what Joe was getting at, you know, so few people in the industry, so few organizations know about or have any exposure to these organizations and these events. You know, I think Joe said 25%. Honestly, I would say it's probably somewhere between 15 and 20. But, you know, Susie, what you were saying, you know, with regards to, you know, companies operating without a business plan, you know, by my experience in the last 4 years alone, I would say 9 out of 10 people that I engage who are under $1 million a year are operating without a business plan.
Because they don't have one.
Because they don't know they need one.
Yeah. Exactly. But
Exactly, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and then the other thing too, they're not looking any deeper in some cases just because they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
Well, let's be fair.
People don't know what they don't know.
And well, so, and if you keep in mind, Bob, we could have some of those individuals listening to our podcast, which the whole point of this podcast is to help encourage and educate people. So it would sound like, and kind of the question I posed 5 minutes into the thing, right? How do people find you? How can you help them? Where do they start? Because we've got, I don't know, 10 minutes or so left. So what would you suggest that these listeners come to the show looking for some value? How can you provide it?
I appreciate you steering us back, Corey. So you're going to find us, you're going to go to arborbc.com. You're going to look for us all on LinkedIn. You're going to look for ArborBC. You're going to look for Bob Longo, Suzanne Guzman, Adrian Ashcraft, Meg Banowski, Danae Jackson, you know, and contact us, you know, So get to know our website, and you're really going to want to get to know our free resources on. You know, that's, you know, we just mentioned business plans. We've got free tools on there to help get you started on a business plan, you know, and if, and then that's our bread and butter right there, is those resources, you know, because we're going to build off of that, and we're going to go even deeper with you. If you need assistance, you know, you can choose your pace with us, but you know, I encourage everybody, come take a look at us, you know, reach out, ask the questions.
So to piggyback off of Bob, we offer free consultations, no commitment, yep. 30 minutes yep. for free. We take you through and we talk to you about what it is you may not know, or what we know that you need. And we have those resources too. We have a business essentials checklist, a safety essentials checklist, mm-hmm. even, you know, basic cheat sheet for AI, because that's my, you know, that's my super passion. You know, we have all that stuff, but really take advantage of the free consultation. Call us. We'll talk to you for free, because that's our mm-hmm. mission. Our mission is to educate and to reach out and to have that as an outreach. And if we don't have the answer mm-hmm. within our scope, we will find the answer for you. And that's, I think, what's going to set us aside, because we already are. I mean, we're not seeking monetary, you know, it's not the monetary growth for us. It's the industry growth. And we believe that our passion will lead us to be successful, and we will, you know, we will lead through everything. But the other thing too, is that we're focused on events as well. So we'll be putting on regional quarterly conferences for the tree care business owners within each region. Our first one's going to be coming up late spring in New England. We'll get more information once that gets out, but we'll be doing them all around the country 4 times a year, one in each location, so that we can bring it to them. So we're meeting our customers where they are. They don't have to travel, have to cross the world. They don't have to leave their crew for, you know, a whole week. No, we're going to come. We'll give you, you know, we'll give you the best shows, the best conferences, give you the best speakers, industry experts. And it's really about networking and collaboration, you know, and we're going to
a great idea.
In addition to that, sorry, Joe, did you want to add?
No, I got a great idea, but go ahead, Bob, you first.
Well, I also, you know, part of what we were doing at Expo 2 weeks ago was looking at other resources in the industry and how we can be of assistance in bringing other solutions to our clients and to folks in the industry who need help, who don't know what they don't know, or know what they need and don't know how to get it. You know, and so we've been working on some very exciting partnerships, and you know, Suzanne, I'm going to steer it back to you, because you have been our driver, and I want to do you justice to share with everybody.
So our team is amazing. We have so much expertise in the industry, but we don't know it all. And where we don't know it, we sought out and are seeking out the experts. So there are things we're not experts in: tree care insurance, tree care office, the software and management. We currently, you know, we just partnered up with Tree Care Office. I don't know if you've heard about them or done anything with them yet, but they offer all the office solutions, which tends to be one of the problems that a lot of arborpreneurs have, is that they have really great skills in the tree, but it's running the office and doing the paperwork and the accounting and the software and the operation management that ties them up, right? So Tree Care Office is somebody who we partner with because they offer amazing solutions. We're working on getting, we're in talks with the tree care insurance. You know who those people are. I won't put them out there yet, but also, you know, places like Single Ops. I mean, Single Ops itself is an absolutely amazing operational management tool that, you know, takes all of the headache from the time they call in until the invoice is paid. All of that stuff is systematic and things like that. Those solutions may not work for everybody, but those are the kind of solutions that people need to know about. They need to know that they are available and they exist. And like I said, we are experts in many things. We are not experts in everything, but where we don't have the answer ourselves, we will connect you with. We also, between all five of us, we have a sixth person too. She's not one of our founding members, but we have Carol Connor. She's an expert in meetings and event planning. She was also at TCIA, and she's going to help us with all of our upcoming events and things like that. But between all of us, we have so much knowledge and experience and passion, but we can't do it alone either. We need the rest of the experts. We're going to call on other tree care company owners. We're going to call on the Mundy Wilson Pipers and the Andy Felixes and the Kevin Caldwells and the Chris Adams and those people who have just been amazing game changers in the industry to help continue to push us forward. And you better believe I'm going to call on them to come speak at our conferences and lead the way, because that's, again, that's our mission, just empowering all tree care businesses, regardless of profitability. If you are a two-person crew, we'll help you. If you're bringing in $20 million a year, we'll help you. We have solutions for everybody. And that's the beauty of our, and that's the beauty of our company.
I like it. I wanted to ask Adrian a question, if she's still available. Earlier, when we first got introduced, you made a comment about ethics, and I think that's important to understand business ethics, which I think sometimes may be lacking in the green industry. But you also touched on something that Corey and I haven't had the opportunity to cover as much as we like to, is also mental health issues in the industry also. So I think just the simple fact that you brought that up on the air speaks volume of your care and desire to help the green industry. So I appreciate that very much.
Absolutely. I think ethics and mental health, they go hand in hand. If your mental health is good, then you can also be self-aware that your ethics are good and that you're standing by your ethics, your values, your morals. And as a business leader, that's pivotal to really lead the way.
Exactly. So thank you for mentioning that early. So I love that.
Yeah. And I think we've had a great conversation tonight. I think we'll put the ball in Bob's court just for kind of a last few points that you want to get out to the audience. And we'll make sure that we have all the links and all the information that you provided earlier, because you are a resource and we do want you to be seen as leaders. We know it's going to take time, but you're already starting to turn that flywheel and you're starting to push yourself in that direction. So without trying to cluster up the bandwaves too much more, Bob, we'll give you the floor. Just, you know, any last remarks, and then we'll kind of sign off and let people get on with their day.
Well, you know, I think the last message that I want to send to folks tonight is the fact that, you know, what you're going to get with Arbor BC is passion. We're five, well, actually technically six individuals with nothing but passion for the industry. Like I said, we all bring multiple tools. You know, we have two folks, three with pretty much 20 or more continuous years of direct experience in the field. I don't count myself among that because I did have a break in the industry when I went into the Army. But, you know, and then we have Suzanne, who is she is the business guru. You know, Adrian just spoke, and she, you know, in my mind, she's the safety guru, like everything safety related, you know, especially, you know, that if it's built on data, I mean, she has it. She, you know, this whole team just has that factor that's going to benefit everybody. You know, I'm the mixed bag of tools sales guy, but you know, if you talk to anybody, you know, I'm the one who knows how to connect people with solutions. Yeah, I don't leave you out there. If I don't have the answer, I might get it for you really quick. You know, if you see me at the events, you'll see me all the time escorting people physically and directly to the solutions. So, you know, I'm really excited with what we've already accomplished. I'm really excited with everything that we're able to do at Expo, and the folks that we're able to meet with. You know, I'm really appreciative that you guys gave us the opportunity to come on here tonight. I really want to thank you both. It's been fantastic to be on again. I think, you know, Joe, I appreciate what you said about the importance of ethics and mental health. You know, I've talked on mental health with Adrian in the past. I have a great passion for it. If I could do a plug and make a recommendation, I think Adrian would be a great episode for you guys to have by yourself on that, just on that. So again, thank you, everybody. You know, come find us, arborbc.com. We're all on LinkedIn. You know, check out Arborpreneur. That's us as well. That has been probably Susie's greatest pet project since we started this venture, and it amazes me every day. So, you know, come join us on this journey. It's exciting, and it's not going to stop.
Thank you so much.
Hey, great topic today.
Yes, and lots of good information.
Yeah, probably one of our best yet.
If you enjoyed the podcast or have topics you would like to discuss, please send them to discoveringforestry@gmail.com. And please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Corey.
Signing out.